I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, February 12, 2024. Asian markets, at least the few that are open, traded mixed on Monday, ahead of U.S. inflation print out on Tuesday, which may give more clues on how soon the Federal Reserve can start cutting rates. Markets in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, South Korea, Malaysia, and Vietnam are shut for the Lunar New Year. Here at home, the PSE index back online after last Friday's break. The index opened up, but eventually succumbed to selling pressure ahead of the Banco Central's policy meeting on Thursday, where it's widely expected to stay on hold and stay hawkish. For the day, the PSE index shed 0.6% to close at 68.07.
Admittedly, year to date, we are up more than 6%. And if you reckon it from the intraday low last year, October 31 of 5920, we are actually up nearly 16%. So our market has had a very good run. And, you know, we won't be surprised if there is some volatility along the way. I mean, the journey to 7.1 or even 7.5 will not be a walk in the park. And we expect some consolidation and base building, which are hallmarks of a healthy market. Most market moving data release will be the U.S. CPI print. And it will be the first big inflation report out of the U.S. For this year. Now, the consensus estimates is, I think it's month-on-month 0.3%. Any positive surprises there, of course, might trigger a rally. Now, as for the BSP, as you mentioned, we are not expecting any rate cuts or any change in the hawkish tone. I mean, there are still upside risks to domestic inflation, so our monetary policymakers will maintain a guarded tone. We also do not think that they will cut rates ahead of the Fed, and that's why most market participants will really focus on the inflation print in the U.S.
Well, we're kind of overbought the last 2 days, you know, in the short term. So I wouldn't be surprised if we pull back a little bit here or maybe move sideways. But I don't see the market correcting very deep, you know, because everybody's anticipating the rate cuts, which are coming soon in the next couple of months. The MSCI rebalancing announcements on Wednesday, and I think there are some people who are expecting Ayala Court to have an upweight. So I am looking at that one right now. And of course, all eyes are in CHP. I think it made a short-term peak today.
Today, right.
But I'm curious where it's going to go next.
Speaking of CEMEX or CHP, a source cited by a Reuters report says the Consunhi Group's DMCI Holdings was looking to acquire the cement firm for as much as $714 million or 40 billion pesos, exceeding the company's current valuation of 21 billion. The news clearly being taken as good news for both companies. While CEMEX shares pulled back today, closing at 173 apiece, it's already enjoyed a big surge from just 94 centavos end of last year. Meanwhile, the Figaro Coffee Group posts a 7% growth in its net income in the first 6 months of its fiscal calendar year ending December 2023, as higher costs ate into the 36% jump in revenues. The Liu-led chain behind brands like Angel's Pizza and Tian Ma explains, while sales jumped thanks in part to the opening of new stores and expansion efforts, profit margins slipped due to more expensive raw materials and higher operating costs. In the meantime, local traders also digesting fresh data showing foreign direct investment net inflows in November grew 28% to $1 billion, bringing year-to-date level to $7.6 billion, still down 13% from the same period in 2022. The Banco Central says, despite the country's sustained economic growth, FDI remains subdued due to the lingering impact of high inflation and low growth prospects globally. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.